even downright cruddy, buddy, buddy. Wish I missed the past, buddy, buddy, but there's still buddy cast. No, don't be naughty, go meet a buddy here on Buddy Cast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the founder and host of BuddyCast, Nick Sorensen.
Welcome back, everybody, to everybody's favorite show, BuddyCast. I hope you had a great holiday season. I'm extremely thankful for all my buddies out there, all you faithful viewers, all the buddies that have been on the show, just like my buddy Aaron here. How you doing, Dr. Ozzy?
I'm doing great. Nick, thank you so much for the opportunity to come on today.
Absolutely. Hey, you're a buddy. You're always welcome on this show. You know that.
Oh, you're a buddy of mine too. You know that.
Mm-hmm. So Aaron, since the last time you've been on BuddyCast, what's been going on? Give us a little update.
You know, there's been so many great things happening with myself as a creator, but also my creation, my children's phenomenon known as Regulus. Regulus has evolved into many great things, you know, beyond just a children's book, but a movie, and now even a stage play. And there's been so many elements of merchandise and other collaborations and partnerships that have emerged from this one central, character. And that success has also reflected onto me in many ways. And, the demand for Regulus is just as much as the demand is for me. And I feel like we, share, the same plane, on that front. And, there's been many exciting things, that have happened. But one more recently that I'm extremely proud of, and it's taken almost a year to reach this point, has been the launch of my very own coffee, the Regulus blend, that's presented by Dr. Aaron Ozzy from a company called Breakfast at Dominique's, and HollywoodBlends.com. You're able to purchase this coffee, which is a medium roast vanilla mint flavored blend that is perfect for the winter time. And I'm so pleased to see my fans everywhere, across the United States, really appreciate this beverage, and for it to be that one of those nice elements that adds into that whole writing environment.
Mm-hmm. And how did the idea for a new coffee come to be? Like, how did this all start?
Yeah, there's been so many different, ways that I've been inspired to pursue many opportunities with Regulus, and also myself as a creator. But really for the coffee, the Regulus blend from Breakfast to Dominique's, the journey here started about a year ago, where I had already heavily merchandised Regulus and also myself, and have done many great and interesting things, but never did I really have an idea of how I could imprint myself or that of my character onto a beverage. And when you think of the writing environment, that atmosphere, you think of, coffee or tea and drinking, or having a warm drink, to calm your nerves as you're reading a book or watching a movie, or, just enjoying entertainment with the whole family. And a great friend of mine, David Arquette, actually at the time that I was introduced to the company, he had just launched what was called and what is called the Big Top Blend, which is based off of Bozo the Clown. And it's a caramel corn flavored coffee, which is very kooky, but it's very good, surprisingly. And he introduced me to the founder of the company, Dominique Benedict, And we started to talk about how she was going to begin moving away from a central theme of featuring deceased icons on her coffee to also allowing living icons like myself, to be featured on, coffee just the same. And so, and I never really knew how long it was going to take for us to bring this to life, but almost a year now, we've ventured to this point where now people everywhere across the US are enjoying this beverage that was once just an idea. So
Nice. You mentioned it a little earlier, but to explain more about the flavor.
yeah, so the flavor profile is very interesting. It's a vanilla mint flavor, a medium roast coffee. It's a fair trade product. The flavor actually was a concoction from the founder of the company, Dominique Benedict, and she had told me that the roaster, which is based out of Ohio, her operations of Breakfast at Dominique's is based out of Arkansas, and the roaster in Ohio had told her that they were not going to make a more vanilla mint flavored coffee unless it was attached to one of her recurring coffees that she was going to have, and just something with purpose. And that's when we had connected and we were trying to identify a flavor profile that was right for my coffee, especially since we were entering the winter time and vanilla mint seemed like the most logical choice. I tried it, I fell in love with it, and that's what everyone is now obsessing over.
Nice. With this copy, you think there's going to be more products in the future? You think you can see more getting the regular's blend or brand out there?
Yeah, I mean, there's, as I mentioned before, there's so many different partnerships and collaborations, that have transpired from Regulus as a character and also myself as a creator, and that will continue to produce unique products and interesting things that my readers, my fans, can connect with on multiple levels. But as for the coffee, the opportunity that I see would probably be to convert or add an additional product line of K-cups based off of the coffees that the collection currently boasts. And I think that would be a great opportunity for Breakfast at Dominique's, but the founder has not really mentioned anything as of yet, but that could be another step going forward. But as of right now, the Regulus blend is a limited edition release. It is stocked specifically for the winter. But beyond the winter season, if it will continue to remain as a permanent coffee, that's yet to be determined. But it really all depends on the success of the product now.
And when you first tried this product, when you first tried this coffee, what were your initial thoughts?
I drink coffee every single day. I think my day runs on coffee. They say American runs on Dunkin'. I think that's funny just because, every single day, a coffee is a perfect way for me to start and, get going, and, it keeps me lively and, energized. And something about the high quality aspects of the Regulus blend really matched with me in different ways than getting a coffee from Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. It was a more of a at home experience where I was able to blend that myself and really enjoy the coffee making process and connect with the flavors versus just downing a bunch of creamer and sugar.
And where can we find this coffee? Where can we, where can if we're if someone's watching and they want to buy it?
Yeah, so anyone who's looking for the coffee, all they need to do is visit hollywoodblends.com. Or search Breakfast at Dominique's on social media, or any search engine.
And you said that was hollywoodblends.com?
hollywoodblends.com.
Perfect, buddy. So have you gotten this into any stores yet? Have any businesses picked up on this coffee yet?
It's been primarily an online release, and I think that's how it will remain for the time being, just because it seems like most of the customers that Breakfast at Dominique's has are comfortable with the current setup of being able to order online and have it shipped right to their door. And especially during the holiday season, you know, that was a perfect setup. But, you know, I think that, you know, the customers that, you know, Breakfast at Dominique's has, you know, are really great. And, you know, they're very supportive of all the different icons that have been chosen and featured on the packaging, you know, that has been used for the different blends in her collection. And I'm just really excited to, you know, see what happens next with this release. But, you know, beyond, you know, it being available online, you know, we have gone to different independent bookstores and other craft and hobby shops, you know, that are able to stock the product. So that has also worked. But it has not been something where we've gone to a big box retailer and pitched that as a product to add. So just because I'm not that famous, it's not something that I think would you know, fly with one of them. But at its current state, I'm happy with the success that has been earned so far.
If a coffee or bookshop and coffee shop did reach out to you and say, hey, we want to get, you know, we want to get this product in our stores, would you, you'd be comfortable with that, right?
Yeah, oh, most definitely. I've always been a fan of brick and mortar stores. And you know, even though as an author, brick and mortar has not been a focus of mine in a long time, just because I believe that it's dying in many ways, you know, and everything is online. I would still be very much enticed to get the coffee physically in the store, because there's nothing more magical than walking into a store and picking up a product that you know that you've contributed to or that you've created.
Perfect. And now, buddy, you know I got to ask, how's our buddy Regulus doing?
Regulus is doing great. You know, Regulus as a character has very much expanded in many ways. And as I mentioned before, you know, Regulus originated as a children's book, then evolved into a stop motion movie, and is now a stage play. And so I really think that the audience that loves Regulus and loves Dr. Aaron Ozzie as a creator has just continually, you know, grown, and it's embraced everything new and sometimes unusual that I've tried to do in order to promote everything that, you know, is Regulus and everything that is Dr. Aaron Ozzie. So everything has been going well for the both of us. And we continue to inspire fans around the world every single day. That's just a wonderful feeling. And going to bed at night and just reflecting on all the people that we've touched, you know, throughout the day, and you know, all those kids that are listening to Regulus being read to them at night, or watching the movie with their family, or, you know, whatever the case might be, you know, they're able to bond over this character, you know, that I've developed. And I'm so privileged to be able to oversee, you know, those different movements and see how, you know, Regulus has impacted so many people.
Mm-hmm. And buddy, I got two more questions for you. The first one is, last time you were on the show, I asked you, what does it mean to be someone's buddy? My question to you today is, how would you define a buddy?
I would define a buddy as someone who you can always count on, someone who is there when you need them, and is always willing to be open-minded to what may be going on in your life, good or bad. And I think that, you know, there's not enough buddies in the world, because everyone has trust issues, and, you know, for, in some ways, for good reason, you know, but at the same time, I feel like we need to trust more people and need to expand our networks, you know, of those who are closest to us. And, you know, if you really feel like you have a special connection with someone out there, you know, and you think that they're someone you want in your life, you know, then maybe you should consider them to be a buddy. You know, maybe there is a buddyship in the making.
Absolutely. And buddy, the final question I want to ask you, another ultimate buddy cast buddy question. A lot of people, you know, going into the, since we're so close to the new year, a lot of people maybe have that book on their mind that they want to get out during this new year. They have that idea, but they just don't know what to do with it. What's your advice to them, being a successful author that you are?
You know, my advice is that there's no time like the present to release your work, and that, you know, the world is never going to be ready to hear your voice. You just need to take that step and see what happens. And, you know, that was something that always held me back, and it no longer does, because you just have to understand that everyone out there is going to have their own opinion of your work. Not everyone is going to like it. Not everyone is going to dislike your work. But at the same time, you know, it's up to you and only you to overcome that, you know, and understand that it's okay to receive criticism. It's okay, you know, to feel awkward about releasing your work into the world, because that just means that you're excited. You're full of life. You know, you're waiting for what you've created to, you know, expand in many great and powerful ways. And, you know, in most cases, you know, many times authors who come to me and say, I just don't feel like it's time for my work to, you know, see the world, you know, that's them holding themselves back. And I think that as we enter the new year here, especially being in the holiday season, maybe the world is ready in 2024 to see what you have created.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Ozy, thank you for stopping on the show again. Thank you for being a buddy on BuddyCast. And thank you for all that you've done for this world, from all that you've given, from your book to your new line of coffee. I can't wait to try it, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, buddy. And to everyone out there listening, have a safe and wonderful new year. And remember, stay nice and regulus.
Absolutely. For all my buddies out there, this is my buddy, Dr. Aaron Ozy. Please check out his coffee right here on HollywoodBlends.com. Thank you for tuning into another episode of BuddyCast. I'm your host, Nick Sorensen. We'll catch you all next time on everybody's favorite show.
Well, the days are going fast, buddy, buddy, we've got to make them last, buddy, buddy, before they've all gone past, buddy, buddy, tune in to BuddyCast.